I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from Sarah, age 14. Sarah asks, I hate my best friend's TikTok account, but I have to make comments and like things or she will get mad. Hi, Sarah. You are in a tricky situation. Obviously, the correct answer is that you should not like and comment things that you do not like. But the reality is more problematic, and many people find themselves in your situation. I can explain why. Social norms are getting in the way. It seems that within your friend group, you always like and comment on every post. This is your social norm. So if you don't follow the social code, your friend will notice the difference and be hurt. I want to help by giving you a few options. Choice one would be to continue to like and comment as a supportive friend. Define for yourself that you are just supporting her. I'm not too fond of this solution for various reasons, one of which is that you use the word hate, Sarah. That is a powerful word, and I am guessing that you really dislike what you are liking, and that isn't good. So I would prefer seeing you do something different. That brings us to choice two, which is simple, but I'm afraid you won't like it. Take a break from TikTok. I would go off for a week, journal about this, then when you do come back, explain to your friends that you won't be spending as much time online and you won't be liking or commenting as much. Then as you start back up, don't like as much and be more critical of what you are doing, all while remembering to be a good friend. I understand you might not want to do a digital detox, even though it would be excellent for you. Another option would be to sit down and talk to your friends about social media and what bothers you. Tell them the pressure to like and comment on everything is exhausting, and then take a big breath and listen to them. Ask them what is bugging them. Maybe they are just as exhausted and they feel the same way. Then as you discuss, try and set some new social norms within your group of friends. I think many adults are unaware of the social norms of teens online. I hope listening to this will help all the parents and grandparents out there listening. Sarah, whatever you do, remember, you can't just stop liking one friend's post or she will be hurt. Good luck. This is The Things They Ask. Questions can be sent to studio@worldradio.ch. You can ask us to leave out names if you'd like, but please tell us how old you are. Listen to WRS or check to see if I've already answered your question at worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. I'm Allison Ox.